You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I'm so sick and tired of what's happening with our music in our churches. You did not get praise singers from independent fundamental Baptists. You didn't even get them from Baptists. You didn't get them from Baptists. You didn't get a worship leader. You didn't get a praise singer. You didn't get a praise group. You didn't get frontline singers. You did not get that from any kind of Baptist. You didn't get that from a GRB, a CBA. You didn't get it from Southern. You got that. Now, I'm not for it. Now, they all have them now. But that is going to destroy your church. I want us to draw a circle up here. And as you draw a circle, we're going to do it right here, right over here. That's the beginning of everything. You've got to figure out at the beginning where you're going with your marriage. You have to figure out at the beginning where you're going with music. You have to figure out where you're going with the bus ministry. I have, maybe show them the deacons, I have folders, I have binders this tall. Everything here has a manual. The nursery has a manual. Before we ever began, we have a manual. We have a marriage manual. Before you ever get married, we have an usher's manual. We have a deacon's manual. We have a staff manual. We have, you name the manual. We have, everything has a manual. We have a Sunday school. We have a philosophy on the Sunday school, the philosophy of the bus ministry. We have worker standards manual. Here's what you got to do if you're going to be a worker here. I don't believe that you shoot in the dark. I know for a fact, Mrs. Treiber is here, I know 50 years ago I wrote down, I wanted 10 commandments, I wound up with 13. Of things what we're going to do around here, and here's the direction if you're going to be a worker. Now, you cannot change the founding principles of any organization, you'll always announce its doom. I learned that in Bible college, my president. You can amend and add to it to strengthen it, like the Constitution, you can add to it to strengthen it, you can't take away. And that's why the Second Amendment can never take it away. Even if you have another amendment, you can't change the first. That. So here's the beginning. You've got to figure out before you ever start begin a Sunday school, a bus ministry, a ministry, where are you headed? So draw a circle on this end. Here's the end, the beginning and the end. You've got to figure out where you want to end up. I know I want to wind up, Brother Tony, with preaching around here. That's why I don't want to be a lecturer. I don't want to have seminars around it. It won't produce a second generation. You want to know why colleges, unless there's a change quickly, Bible colleges will be extinct? Because we're not raising up the second generation. I know our school manual. I see our principal somewhere here this morning. He knows. It's engraved in glass over there. The purpose of our Christian school is to train young people for the Christian ministry. That's our purpose. Now, do they all be, no, we only allow our kids. I'm not against open school, but we don't have it. We don't have room at the other property. But so our school is only has 500, 600, 700 grad. I don't know how many graduates, 500, 600, and 180 on full-time Christian service. And 180 are adults in this church, serving the Lord in this church. Some are didn't make it. But I know where we're going with that school. That's why I go to chapel, elementary every week, high school every week. So the beginning and the end. I want to talk to you about music today. And the Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The Bible says this, that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, the ways of death. You want to look at the end of everything. Any way you look at it, my wife and I have been married 50 years in December, last December. I love marriage. I want to be married to her another 50 years, but one of us is not going to make it. I want to be, I can't imagine not having her. You preachers have said goodbye to your wife already. You ladies have said goodbye to your husband. God bless you. It must be, but the end, you want to look where you're going. I want to talk to you about this thing of music today, and I'm supposed to, you see, you're going to make progressions along the way. So you start off over here, okay, I'm going to believe in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, but you're going to make decisions along the way. And you go out to the cemetery, and you'll see a date of a birth and the date of a death, and the middle there's a dash. You've heard that poem on the dash. I won't read it right now for the sake of time. But what you do in between there, I do not want to be, I don't want to have worship teams here. I decided long before Jerry, Dr. Falwell, and I knew him. He wrote me right before his death, wrote me a nice note. I knew him. I loved him. I took him to the airport, San Francisco, watched him try to win a soul to Christ back in the 70s. Amazing man. But Jerry introduced worship teams. That's where they came. You could get a degree in the 80s. We never had worship teams. I didn't start with worship teams. We're not going to end with worship teams. So I want to talk about this. And fellas, you're just going to have to keep going because I do this in my class, but I'm not done. So the Bible says, speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. Let's take those words. The first one is psalms. That's a sacred song with a musical instrument. The largest book in the Bible is Psalms. It's the book of Psalms is a hymn book, and the Jews had the Psalms of Degrees, 15 Psalms. As they went up to Jerusalem, they'd sing those songs. Hymns, a song that addresses God. A mighty fortress is, all hail the power of how great thou art. Great is thy faithfulness, so crown him with many crowns. Fairest Lord Jesus, glorious things of thee are spoken. It's a song that addresses God. Did you hear it last night? Holy, holy, holy. That works. We're here to praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise. By the way, you're that watching, and I know there's maybe thousands watching. No, I have a right to express what we do here. You can do what you want. You can get rock and roll. I'm going there in just a minute because that's where you're going to wind up. And so hymns, spiritual songs, not worldly. The first word, spiritual. The next word we see is, but I like the word spiritual. Would you write this in your notes? Akin to God. Most of the praise music is about me. Now it's about me worshiping God. Worship you. I worship you. I worship. I was sissy. I was soft. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you in truth. Men don't sing like that. I know it's a day of no masculinity, but it's a spiritual song, singing a song of praise with melody. That's harmony. Brother, while you're right there, I'm going to get going where I'm at. But give me a middle C, please, if you would. That's a middle C. God builds music on chords. A third up. There's eight tones. Do, re, mi, sa, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay, there's a third up. Put the two together, please. That's a one and a three. That's harmony. And then God does a triad. You know, music is built on a triad. You say, well, there's four-part harmony. I know, the bass is generally an entire octave lower. So let's go the fifth note, okay? There's a fifth note, 1, 3, 5. And put them together, please. That's harmony. Good music has harmony. And then you gotta add the bass. You may go a lower note there. And put them all together. Chord. That's harmony. God does everything in harmony. The blossoms are coming out. That's harmony. We're not, the leaves are not falling now. God has a harmony in the season. God has a harmony with the seashore, the high tide, the low tide. God has a harmony. Let's continue to go on here. Music is such a vital part. Heart. This is where it's birth. It's not birthed in just emotion. It's built in the heart. That's what love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Everything in life begins with heart. Your church preaching is in your heart. And then you're to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law. Everything in life can be, I'm going to legislate that you love me. You're never going to get someone's head to change. You got to get the heart to change. And so here we're on music today. I want you to see some things about music, and I want to, I'm skipping so fast. I want to give you from my XM radio in my car. It costs $5 a month, and I have XM. I've not listened to the news in almost 3 years. I've not watched television news in 3 years. It's too depressing to me. Now, you can watch it. You're not a bad Christian. I do have it pop up on my phone when I see the headlines on a conservative thing, so I see once in a while what's going on. But I did not choose the worst. I start with the conservative Christian radio. I'm not going to give you as much as I want to, but here's the first song on Christian. This is Christian radio.
true that he's the God that often whispers.
Let's go to another one quickly. I wish I could give you it all. I wish you could have content. You don't give introductions like this. They're dreamy. You don't know where you're going. You play the dominant note.
When I feel I'm failing, when I think I should quit, I'm always
it's all about me.
Who he always
by the way,
is.
Next one, we'll go to the next one. This is where your church is going to wind up. Christian Radio. Try another one. I hope it grieves you as much as it grieves me. Try another one if you will. This Christian rape. Again, the dreamy don't do these dreamy introductions. Soft singing. This is showing up in our churches right here, this time. We're not that hard rock yet. Men don't sing like that. Let's go to another one, please. Where are we going? There's definite, you got that beat coming in. Man, what are you singing like this for?
Watch him work it for your good.
Let's try another one.
This world is not what it was meant.
Let's try another one real quickly. I'm going to go to another type of music, but this is what's in your city, but it's now entering our churches because it gets people. Let's try another one, if you will. I'm going to stop with this kind of music in just a moment. It sounds like you're in a funeral home.
I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain.
How close does that sound like a hymn? Thank you. A hymn for God Almighty. We're not here to worship ourselves. We're here, our man, and elevate man. We're here to worship God. I have more. I'd like to be able to explain this and hear some of those, but it did not start there. The Beatles in February of 1964, and I remember when they came on a Sunday night to our area, and really, they still had harmony, but they had rebellion. I'm teaching a class on music this year in the college, music philosophy. I have a lot of students in that class, a two-hour class, and if I could read to you all of the groups of the 60s that came and what they believe. The Beatles believe that we are anti-God. In fact, we're more popular than Jesus Christ. We're all atheists. And all, you name the groups. Rock music is entered our church. Now, I want to show you our beginning. Let's go back. I know I'm jumping, fellas. You're probably having a hard time staying up with me. Difficult, because I don't know how to do this kind of stuff. But I want you to start right there, crooners. And we're putting them all up here. The crooners, you can look that up on Wikipedia yourself. Crooners are people that really came into existence a little bit in the late 1930s, but the 1940s. Prior to the 1940s, basically America had orchestras and big bands. Now, I know we had the gay 90 music and all that, but it was understandable. It was music that symphonies were big, music were big, but we didn't have rock music. Rock music did not come in until it was coined in 1954. And it really didn't hit our streets until 1957 with Elvis. who grew up in a Baptist church in Tennessee. Now, crooners, by own definition, were men that, predominantly men, not ladies. I want you to write it down. Crooners would often slide. They believed in sliding with their singing. I don't want you to write these things down, if you will, real quickly. In addition to sliding, they were breathy. And by the way, I'll give you some samples, and we're going to like it. You don't go into Olive Garden without hearing this music. It's fun. You don't hear. I don't listen in my car, but I missed it this year. I like to hear Elvis one time at Christmas. Oh, we'll have a blue. Man, it's kind of fun. When the world hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Now, I'm not saying, but the way you deliver a song, the crooners, look it up on your own Wikipedia. They never hit a note direct. Music was always hitting the notes. We're doing this in our churches. Oh, I never, oh. You're a crooner. You don't slide up to a note musically. Any music department in America, any music college in America, you hit notes directly. Our pulpits need to be, we just heard a man very directly told us something. You heard a man last night very directly told us something. So crooners, they believed in this sliding, they believed in dreaming, they were breathy. Let me show you some samples, and you can hear it, and it's fun, it's great, you're gonna love it if we have some examples there. If you don't like this, you're not normal.
Sweet melodies of love inspire romance.
Let's try another one that you'll get with. That they're sampling this. Oh, yeah. I like this.
Somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere.
Dean Martin. Frank Sinatra.
My lover stands on golden sand.
It's great. Just don't bring it into church.
Let go sail.
Try another one. Here we go. It's great. Now, Tony's loving this over there. Stop. Oh, you're going to like this one. Oh, here it is. I smell the pizza right now. It's like a big pizza pie. And then we do it. Amazing grace. Sounds sweet. The sound. Let's say. Try another one. I'll just give you a couple. They're fun songs. Come on. Brother Harold, come and sing it for us. This is long music, but let's listen to a little bit more. Where's Brother Harold? You want to come and ad-lib this here, brother? You could do it, couldn't you? Brother Meyer, stop. Now, here's the problem. That moved us into soft rock, country rock, western rock, jazz rock, hard rock, acid rock, Christian rock. Rock music emphasizes the second and the fourth beat. Christian music it represents chord structure. So, on a 4-4 pattern, it's not one, but it's two. It's not three, but it's four. And that creates the beat. Rock music is built off a beat. It's the second, generally, and the fourth beat. It drives against your very nature, your body. It's syncopated beat. It's pulsating beat. It's repetitious beat. It's the phrase, same phrase. The Beatles were great for this. They would say the same, and they laud it. 3-4 minutes, they'd sing the same phrase over and over with the ch, 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 ch. Get that second beat in there, pulsating. They could work you up to a frenzy. I forget, I have it in my notes. For the sake of time, I won't look at it. It was the Led Zeppelin, I think. They have one song where they sang the same phrase 11 minutes. Just driving that thing and driving that thing and driving that thing and driving. Praise music is one more step to bring you. You can't stop it. I have 4 minutes. Once you start down this path, and I wish you knew how much I'm cutting out of this. Once you start, there's no stopping. In 1956, my parents took my sisters and I to a place called Yosemite. It's a beautiful place. They pulled over on the side of the road, and we had a little black camera with a little gray handle to it. And my dad said, "Now, son, you can take the camera, and you can go up." And I walked up, but he said, "You have to stay on the steps. Stay on the steps." Because it was all granite rock when you got off the steps, and water was coming, and it had been coming for a long time, so it was slime. Slime is slippery. He said, "Now, Jack, do not get off those steps. When you go up, you can take a picture and then come back down." Well, my dad was an old man. He was probably 30, 35. My dad was not as smart as I was. My dad only had a high school education. I was already in elementary school. I was doing great. And I got up there, and that granite rock looked great. And there was just a little two-lane road down there, and there was no, I mean, I thought this was going to be awesome. You talk about a nice slide. And people were down there looking and said, they saw what was happening. No! No! 30-year-olds, they're all down. They're all idiots. I mean, I knew more than they did. You know, Brother Johnson, I got on that rock. And once you get on it, you slide. And there's no stopping. And I got to the end where the road is, and people were there lined up to catch me and stop me. Once you begin compromise, I wish we could go. You preachers preach it this Sunday. Exodus 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed from coming down from the mount, they changed everything. They changed first their worship. They added a calf, and then they had still the offerings to God. They merged God and this golden idol. You changed your worship. We're in a series right now on Wednesday night with Brother Cooper on all what I'm talking about right now. It is it's just incredible. You got to go back and watch it. It's just identifying to our church again. At our church, maybe you can't preach in a lot of church. Our church loves it because it's what we believe. Now, do they all believe it? Oh, no. That's why people don't stay. But I'm not here to get people to stay. I'm here to please the Lord. And it's hard. You think it's easy. It's a large church. And you see, you think it's easy to watch people walk out the door? Sometimes people you've loved for 30, 40, 45 years. That's not fun. I hate it. And at the best, you get an email, "By the way, we left. God moved us." That's not happened to you, Brother Angel. You're a nice guy. It's never happened to you, has it? And you're lucky. You're fortunate to get an email. They changed their worship. And then the Bible says they changed their music. There was noise in the camp. They were screaming and hollering, dancing. They changed their worship. They changed their music. It all goes in. And then they changed their attire. They were naked. I love all of our graduates. I love all the people who have been out. I have The next man that leaves me, you're not leaving. Next, sat next to me will be, I think, number 36 that sat right next to me. Brother Harold, you sat right next to me. You weren't wrong to leave. You're pastoring a great church. Brother Coburnett, wherever you are, you're not wrong. God put you where you're at there in North Carolina. I hate it that we don't have you here. I hate it that you're, I've had 36, I think, leave. Or 30, next one be 37, I think, to go pastor churches. And I'm happy for them. But I watched the men that grew up here. I watched the men out of our college. And so many, I watched the missionaries, so many just standing, so true. But I watched, and once you begin a little bit of error, there's no stopping. Well, we have this, we believe in this, but you're going to have to make up your mind. No, I'm the shepherd. I'm going to prepare good pasture, Psalm 23. I'm responsible for their safety. So these high school kids that are over here to my right, these beautiful young people, I'm sure they don't understand me all the time. I love them, and that's one thing I got going for them. They know I think I love you, don't I? Are we okay? Yes or no? Yes, I see the heads bobbing, but that's about it. Once you begin to slide with your worship, we're just gonna change some things. Hey, fellas. We weren't brought up with preaching the message with the ocean in the background. Point one, this is not a seminar. This is not a lecture. God has chosen the foolishness of preaching. What is preaching? It's a Greek word, keruk, which means to lift your voice and herald with authority. I was taught that you want to paint a picture and get the people to paint that picture to keep their attention. I don't want to put the picture up there. I didn't have a grandmother, but if I did, I went to grandmother's house, that little beautiful cottage. You're painting a picture. That beautiful cottage, she had her flowers that lined that little dirt walkway. I saw grandma up there on the wooden porch with her rocking chair. She was snapping beans. What a sweet lady. You've got grandma pictures. You've got the rocking chair. You've got the color of the house. I walked up those three little steps. They were making a creaking noise when I walked. Hi, Grandma. Hi, son. You paint a picture. Jesus painted pictures. Jesus told stories, parables. We get this for visual so people can see in here. I'm not preaching with that. I want their attention here. I want them to be able to hear the word of God. I don't want to turn this into a seminar because God's going to salvage this country through preaching. 380,000 churches in America, and most of them are closed on Sunday night. I wonder why we have a mess. I am not one-third way done, but I'm out of time. Let's have prayer. Father, it's just such a shame the change that's going on, and we're not getting this. We're getting it from the internet. Wake us up. Bless the sessions now, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. You see over here where we had that circle? You got to figure out, I don't want to wind up like a charismatic. I don't, now, are they good people? They can do whatever. I don't want to wind up like a Catholic. I'll be cordial to a Catholic. I'll be kind to a Catholic. I'll be kind to everybody in life. I go get a cup of coffee. I'm kind to everybody in life. I'm not going to be mean to a neighbor. My wife's the same. We're kind to people. She's really known over here at this grocery store. Everybody knows the preacher's wife. And they love her. They love her. I don't know if they love me that much, but they just think the world of her. They love our people. But I'm not going to wind up like a charismatic. And I'm not going to wind up without a hymn book. We like the hymn book because the notes are there. And if I could, the college choir will sing for you tomorrow morning. You hear that? I wish you could hear all of our young people, the groups that we have through the years. We have a group called Echoes of Joy, and there's an Echoes of Joy 1, 2, 3. Because the first Echoes of Joy, they're old ladies now. And I mean 2, 3, 4, 5. These kids. I know we have, we're probably closer to 150, but at least 100, 125 people taking piano right now. We have them taking violin right now. We have them taking trumpet right now. We have every instrument. Why? I want these kids to be equipped with everything they can. Stringed instruments, you name it. Oh, we got them in Photoshop. We've got them in the wood shop. I hope you go to the school today at 2 o'clock and see the property. It's only 6 blocks away. Hope you see the wood shop. I hope you see the media shop. I hope you see the science lab is just amazing. Where we do school there. It is an incredible school.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.